Sheriff, when we see what's going on here at the border, especially on television, it seems to almost always be labeled along the lines, crisis at the border, at the bottom of the screen. The word crisis is almost always used. As sheriff of Yuma County, do you see what's taking place here as a crisis?
Not only do we have a crisis, it's catastrophic in nature. When you look at the impacts that this has had on our federal partners just since February, when the president signed that executive order, it has created a significant impact on their resources and their ability to perform border security, to the point where when I was talking with Border Patrol agents here the other day, they had over 250 unaccompanied juveniles just in the Yuma sector itself.
Before starting the interview, you told me that there are 200 people or more being apprehended each and every day here in the Yuma sector, and the Border Patrol just is not able to handle it. Why not?
What needs to be understood is that Border Patrol's sole function is border security. They are not the immigration portion of what we're dealing with right now, but they're being handed this problem by the administration in D.C. because ICE is actually the ones, Immigration Customs Enforcement, are the ones that are supposed to take possession of individuals that cross the border illegally between the ports of entry. Well, because of the dilution of ICE by the administration in Washington, it's caused an exponential problem.
You say the dilution of ICE, as you called it, has emboldened drug cartels in Mexico, and that has directly impacted the sheriff's department. Can you tell me how?
That opens up the cartel's window of opportunity at other locations along the border to smuggle in the heroin, the cocaine, the methamphetamine, and obviously the fentanyl, which is increasing in the amounts that are coming across the border. We now have individuals on our cameras seen coming up through the desert area out east of Yuma and coming out to the interstate to be picked up that Border Patrol is not able to apprehend or respond to.
Sheriff, and then the problem makes it down to the community level. Can you explain how that happens?
Our administration is allowing these individuals to be released into society because they're overwhelmed, so ICE can't pick them up. Border Patrol can only keep so many in their custody because that's all they have room for, so they were releasing into society. So fortunately, the mayor was able to work with a local NGO to help facilitate a place for these folks to go where Border Patrol just wouldn't be releasing them into our community.
Sheriff Wilmon says the Southwest Border Sheriffs have asked to work with the Biden administration on a solution to what's going on at the border. The sheriff says there's been no reply. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.